I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A federal district judge on Tuesday sternly rebuked President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, for lying to investigators about his contacts with Russia in the weeks before Trump assumed power in early 2017. But the judge delayed sentencing Flynn. Judge Emmett Sullivan said of Flynn's behavior, "I can't hide my disgust, my disdain." Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Flynn admitted to the judge that he knew lying to the FBI is a crime.
In a defense memo filed last week, Flynn said the FBI never warned him lying to federal agents is illegal. But at his sentencing hearing this morning, Flynn has told a federal judge he did indeed know it was a crime, and he does not want to formally challenge what happened during the FBI interview. The judge said he wants to make sure Flynn voluntarily pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and that he wants to go ahead with the sentencing hearing.
The judge told Flynn that his offense was very serious and that, quote, arguably, you sold your country out. Under pressure from a New York State lawsuit, the president's charitable foundation is closing down. Associated Press Washington correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Trump Foundation has reached an agreement to dissolve and to distribute its remaining assets to other nonprofits. New York State filed suit against the foundation last spring, accusing it of operating like an extension of the Trump business and presidential campaign. That lawsuit continues. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars in penalties. She also wants an order barring Trump and his eldest children from running any other charity. Lawyers for the foundation say its infractions were minor and that the Trumps wanted to shut down the enterprise anyway. A judge must still sign off on the agreement.
Underwood is demanding millions of dollars in restitution. This is VOA News. Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah was calm on Tuesday morning, hours after a UN-mediated ceasefire went into effect between government-allied forces and the country's rebels. Fighting subsided as the ceasefire took effect, with only the sporadic sound of automatic weapons fire heard in the city, where the port handles about 70% of Yemen's imports. Japan has released details of a 5-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. The plan estimated to cost around $242 billion. The outgoing U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is urging Palestinians to accept a peace deal. She said they have more to gain than does Israel. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
In her final appearance at the monthly Security Council meeting on the Middle East, Haley said that Israel is a thriving, strong, prosperous country that has always wanted peace with its neighbors. But the Palestinians, she stressed, live in a different situation, with a poor economy, unreliable basic services, including health care and electricity, and with the hand of Hamas ruling over the Gaza Strip.
It is time we faced a hard truth. Both sides would benefit greatly from a peace agreement. But the Palestinians would benefit more, and the Israelis would risk more.
A Vatican committee says the church's credibility is at risk over sex abuse. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Organizers of a Vatican summit on sex abuse prevention warn that the credibility of the Catholic Church is in jeopardy over the abuse scandal. They're urging participants to meet with victims to hear their pain firsthand. In a letter to bishops' conferences worldwide, organizers said the church must develop a comprehensive and communal response to the crisis. Pope Francis invited church leaders to the February summit to respond to the latest eruption of the scandal, focusing on responsibility, accountability, and transparency.
The Trump administration is moving to ban so-called bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic firearms. A senior Justice Department official says bump stocks will be banned under the federal law that prohibits machine guns. It will take effect in late March. After that, it will be illegal to possess bump stocks. The devices became a focal point in the national gun control debate after they were used in October 2017 in the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Stephen Paddock rained a hail of bullets from his 32nd floor Las Vegas hotel room. He killed 58 people who were attending a concert. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop. Dang.